Hey.
Good morning.
I wish that we could podcast the conversations that we have before we podcast. Like, it just got real in here.
Yeah.
Tune in for the pre-podcast.
That's why you guys are my best friends.
We have to, like, vent some of the stress before we can start this. Otherwise, it just becomes like a stressed out podcast. But you know, everybody needs those friends that like anything. There are two kinds of friends. There are the friends where if you tell them something that you're struggling with, they will be neutral.
Yeah.
And then there are the friends, well, they will take your side no matter what.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And those are the friends that I treasure because it's like, oh, you're mad at so-and-so? I am also mad at so-and-so.
Yep.
And
bitch.
I love those friends.
I feel you. I feel you on that one. It takes a hard person to like, I have, okay, one of my friends from high school, and I met her yesterday, is going through, we'll call it a moral debacle.
Okay.
And if you were to read her problem on paper, you'd probably not side with her. And when I say probably, you would not side with
her.
Okay. I promise. But like hearing her, you just try and use that emotional I care language that I know I would use with either of you if I thought you were doing something nutso. And then I came home, I'm like, what the?
I know.
What the did I just support kind of?
Yeah.
I mean, I've purposely been mean to boys who are mean to my friends.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have anything against them, but you know what? You're mean to my friend? I don't care.
You're on my list.
You're mean to me through association, right?
Yeah.
And
those are the tight girlfriends. We love those girlfriends.
Mm-hmm.
What's up? It's an Acquired Taste podcast. I am Bethany. I'm in here with Kathleen and Samantha.
Meow.
And we were just in Punta Cana for work over the weekend. And it was a pretty intense trip. We took a bunch of listeners with us, and then a bunch of listeners bought their tickets as well, which was like sort of amazingly flattering.
Yeah.
Yes.
That you would spend money to
hang out with us.
On purpose.
Yeah.
I spend money to get away from us sometimes.
But we met some really cool people.
Yeah. So I want to just sort of re-go through, like, how was your weekend? What was the highlight of your weekend in Punta Cana? Sam, how about you?
Oh, gosh. The highlight. Oh, okay. Well, the highlight of my whole weekend probably happened after the fact when I came into work and our boss, the program director of all of Z100, pulled me in and showed me a video of me humping a pink inflatable flamingo, calling it my plus one.
Do you remember doing this or were you wasted?
No, yeah. I was pretty gone. But I'm not just going to blame the booze. I'm also going to say we haven't gotten sun really this year. So between the alcohol and the hours of sun, you lose yourself a little bit and you hump inflatable things. Not my finest nor my worst moment.
But you didn't get fired. You were a little concerned about that.
I couldn't read his face. He was like a little amused, but I feel like he was waiting for my reaction, and I wanted to let him know that I'm not proud.
Our boss, Mark Medina, is very deadpan,
mm-hmm.
and I love him for this reason, mm-hmm. because I get him for that. Like, I get that, but he's super deadpan. So if you're not totally used to that, it's a terrifying thing.
Yeah. And a little, more than a little scared of Mark.
Yeah. No, he's the nicest guy in the world.
He's like that all the time, though.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
All the time, so you never really know.
I know.
You never really
I love it.
I wonder what dead people, like Mark, people who really deadpan all the time, what they're like at home with their children.
Oh, I know. I bet.
I bet he's a sweetheart with his kids.
Yeah.
A softie.
That's why he's deadpan here. He has what, like 12? He has like 5 kids, I think.
I think 12. Yeah, I think 12.
Between 5 and 12 children. And I think he's mush to all of them. So he has no mush left for us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like my dad is really deadpan as well. And you know that, I mean, he laughs, but he's mostly like a twinkle in the eye kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I understand Mark, is you look for the eyes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's really sweet.
I want to meet your dad now.
Oh, he's fabulous. He's 6'4".
Nope, I'm out. I don't want to meet your dad.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Growing up, I thought that the average height for a male was 6'4". So welcome to my total disappointment when I started dating.
Sorry.
And it's like, so when are you going to keep growing? And the guy's like, oh, nope, hit my peak. I'm 5'8".
I am an average American male.
I was in love with this guy in college. I mean, so in love with him. And this guy was not my husband, who's very tall. But this other guy, I really had, my freshman year, I really liked him. And he was just like a shorter guy, which doesn't bother me at all because I'm only 5'2".
Yeah.
And one night I got really drunk and I was trying to flirt with him. And all that could come out of my mouth was, so how tall are you?
Kathleen like hits him on the ankles. Hey, down here. Hey, how tall are you? Did you use the how's the weather up there?
I know.
Him?
I know.
Blah, small.
He's taller than me, so who cares? But I finally had my chance. We're finally at a party, and we're talking to each other one-on-one, and that's all I can get out.
So
things didn't work out.
No,
things didn't work out.
I feel like that's the equivalent of, so what's your bra size?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Bethany, what was the highlight of your weekend in Punta Cana?
You know what? I think it was probably the last night of our time there when I was... Speak of the devil, Mark Medina just walked by
Mark.
And gave us total Nicki Minaj side eye. But it's a side eye of love.
It's an
and you can buy it
eye.
At Kmart. So,
yeah.
You know.
Side eye. So we had this night at a club, there he goes again, and we were all just hanging out in like this balcony section, and then Coaster Boy Josh comes over to me with his phone, and he shows me a picture of our producer, Baby Jake, with this woman who is at least twice his age.
Oh, yeah.
And then he's like, come here and look, and we all run over to the balcony edge, and we look down, and Baby Jake is making out and dancing with this woman, and it's like 10 minutes. It's 10 minutes
a
at least.
A passionate making out. It,
yeah.
It was like hands on head, hands on hips.
Yep.
Oh my God.
Yeah, she said that.
This is like watching your little brother dance with somebody for the first time.
Horrifying. And and I look to my left and all I see is heads bent over the balcony laughing, pointing, screaming at Baby Jake.
The party was over.
It was fabulous. It was awesome. But I did have one of those moments that I'm sort of used to from high school where you hear stories and you're like, where was I when that was happening? Like, all of these people are having an amazing time, like jumping into the pool without clothes on. And I was like, where was I?
Yeah, I know.
There was a really good dip at the party. I was definitely by the dip.
Everyone was yeah, naked. Exactly. Like, oh, what was I doing? Oh, I wasn't there. Oh, I wonder what I was doing. Probably sleeping.
I know what I was doing. I was ordering room service in my bathrobe.
Were you really?
Because I did that all weekend.
Yep. Did either of you utilize the hot tub that was in our rooms?
I didn't.
Yes.
I didn't either.
Oh,
what
was amazing.
Was it like?
It was fabulous.
Describe it.
It was really good. It was really deep and very wide. I mean, these rooms are pretty fantastic. Thank you to Hard Rock Hotel Punta Cana.
Oh my gosh, hooked us up.
Oh yeah, it had jets in it. So we were given we have these Instax cameras mm-hmm. that are like, they're by Fujifilm. They're instant cameras. And I actually took mine into the hot tub and I was like taking sexy pictures, which then I instantly like deleted. But that's the great thing about these cameras too.
Wait a minute, with your Instax?
Yeah.
How do you delete an Instax?
You rip up the picture. That's the best thing is that you don't have to worry that it like somehow got uploaded to a cloud that TMZ will later find. Like,
yeah.
It's one picture in your hand, and if you rip it up, it's gone.
Yeah. I wanted to do that with the one you took of me, but somehow I still find myself keeping it next to my bed.
Well, I also posted it on Instagram.
You did. Oh, that's true. Ah, forgot.
Do you want me to delete it?
No, I
you
don't.
You sure?
I don't think I want you to.
Okay.
There's something so charming about having a photo in your hand and being able to look at it, because honestly, guys, when was the last time you printed your photos?
Yeah. No.
It's been...
Yeah.
A minute.
And one day there's going to be a digital apocalypse
mm-hmm.
and all of your memories are going to be gone.
Yep.
I always mean to do this, to print my photos. And I'm like, oh, I need to do that. I need to do that. I need to do it. It's just one of those things you never get to.
I used to make Snapfish books.
Yeah.
My mom still does those.
My mom and my sister are really good at that. Like every 6 months, my mom does all of the pictures from the last 6 months
wow.
and she makes a book and they're fabulous. And I'm like, I think I caught up to 2011.
Yeah.
Right.
And I still have vacations I haven't done. I have, yeah. I mean, just, I don't know. Who has time?
I know. It's like the last thing on your list that you want to do.
I know, but it's the first thing you're going to cry about forever when you
know.
Lose them.
I know. Oh my God.
Guys, hashtag take action.
I'm having heart palpitations about trying to locate in my mind all of my important memory cards.
I know.
Where are they?
No,
in
I mean,
a drawer.
What if you like put all of your favorite pictures on a 3.5-inch floppy disk?
See, here's where it gets really hard because I'm one of those over photo fanatics. I take way too many uh-huh. pictures of everything.
Oh, yeah.
Important stuff, not important stuff, my food, yoga pictures. Yes, I am one of those douchebags who post Instagram yoga photos. Like, I think I'd be so overwhelmed looking at everything.
For sure.
I couldn't, I don't know.
I changed my phone. I got a new phone. I still have a bunch of pictures on my old phone that I haven't uploaded yet because I'm so overwhelmed by, I mean, that old phone is basically now an external hard drive.
Yeah.
Filled with pictures.
Right.
You know, it's just crazy.
Have you guys gotten, have you learned to use your iCloud?
No,
yes.
I'm terrified of it.
Yeah.
Use it.
Get down with it. I just recently did that and it saved my life. I thought I lost everything when my phone crashed.
But how do you keep it from becoming a Jennifer Lawrence naked photo situation?
Don't get as famous as Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, you just have to have a really hard password. which I don't.
I don't know.
But I don't have Nike photos.
Same.
Well, now I feel like a slut.
No, because you entertain me with those. Please never get rid of them.
I do sometimes take naked photos just for Sam because I have no one else to show them to.
One,
and so I show
it.
Them to Sam.
I'm going to be really secretly miserable when Bethany introduces me to some kind of long-term life partner because she's going to be like, oh, I'm introducing Sam to someone. She's going to be so happy for me. And really, I'm just going to be thinking, son of a bitch is taking all of my photos now.
And before my husband and I were married, we got kinky one day on vacation. We're like, yeah, we're going to make a sex tape. We had like a this tiny little digital camera, and then we like recorded it, and then afterwards we watched it and we were like, this is horrifying. Yeah. delete.
I don't know how people can do that. I don't ever want to see myself in that
no,
position.
It's something I can never unburn from my mind.
So
and
wait,
it's myself.
It's gone.
It's gone forever.
Fine. I'm not even disappointed.
I love that you and your husband were on the same page about that.
Yeah,
though.
We never did it again. And yeah. We were young and like mildly hot back then. I don't even imagine what it would look like now.
Yours would be gorgeous now. You're beautiful.
Oh, you're very, very
I'd
kind.
Be really excited about the bedroom decor.
Oh, it was on a cruise ship, so you know, there's that.
Okay. Oh, well, that couldn't have helped.
Yeah, and no. It was like one of the cheap ones because we were in college.
No.
So it was no windows.
Kathleen, give yourself more credit. You totally rock that today.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
It's true.
Yeah.
I was going to ask, oh, Kathleen, you brought this up the other day. So like when it comes to festival gear, switching gears a little bit, last year was like the flower crown and people are still wearing flower crowns a little bit, but now it's the year of the choker.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys recognized this?
Yes.
Everybody's
90s.
Wearing chokers.
Yeah. It's those like tattoo chokers, those wire chokers.
Yeah.
And also just really stylish. People are ripe at tying black ribbons around their throats too.
Yeah.
Which I love. It creeps Sam out.
You don't like black ribbons tied around the throat?
I don't. And I think Bethany's the only person in the world who knows why.
I think I know why.
Do you
want to
guess?
Why?
Because there's that childhood story.
Oh my God, we're sisters.
From that book where the woman always has the ribbon tied around her neck.
Yes.
And then one day someone unties it and her head falls off.
Exactly.
Scary stories to tell in the dark.
That's
never.
Right. Oh
yeah.
My God.
I hate ribbons because that's all I see. The woman right before she died finally let her husband take the choker off. And the last sentence in the story is, and her head fell off.
It's so funny because that was the book and all of the subsequent scary stories to tell in the dark 2, 3 and whatever.
Yeah.
In my elementary school library, they were always checked out. You could never get them because they were so popular. And they were so messed up. Like the pencil drawings of all just like the spindly hair and they were so fabulous.
If anybody listening to this remembers the books, Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, tweet us at Acquired Podcast, #, Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark.
Those books were the best.
Or don't, because I don't want to surface any of this. Oh. I don't want to rehash any of these things.
They were amazing. Oh, I loved those books.
Yeah.
How messed up is that?
Yeah, I know.
But anyway, so going back to chokers, and I wanted to know, is there any trend that you will not or cannot do because it either looks terrible on your body or because you have some sort of moral stance against it?
Yes.
You both are
What's
looking
yours?
At me.
You have
Go
a-
first, Kathleen.
I love this trend, but I can't wear it. I love overalls.
Yes.
I love
Which are back again. But I'm a classic pear shape. Like, I'm bigger on the bottom than I am on the top. And overalls just don't do me any favors.
Mm-hmm.
I am looking forward to, though, maybe getting pregnant in 2 years and wearing overalls then. Because I keep seeing maternity overalls, and those are hella cute with a belly.
Also, you should just get pregnant because that's the only time in your life where you can wear a bikini and not worry about sucking it in.
I know!
Nice! Bonus.
I know.
Did not think of that.
Overalls are tough. And I think they're tough for any body type. You have to find the perfect overall.
Yeah.
Because if it's not perfect, you look so dowdy. But I don't know if I would trust myself to find the perfect pair. I don't know.
It's so cute.
Buy one of mine.
It's always like the girl in the home improvement commercial and her boyfriend are painting the apartment. Mm. She's got on her overalls and I'm like, damn it, I wish I could wear that.
She always has a messy bun and it's always perfect.
I know.
Right?
Love that girl from the home improvement commercial.
Oh, she's
what
everything.
Lotion does she use?
I bet her name is Lindsay.
Yeah. Hey, Lindsay likes cornflower blue.
Ugh.
Bethany. Nope, not me.
No?
Bethany.
You know, it's really interesting. I think there comes a certain freedom when you come to learn your body type, embrace it, and know what works for you and what doesn't work for you.
Sure.
So I'm very tall and I have a very long torso. And so I've come to learn that high-waisted things work very well on me because I have a very long torso, thus a waist.
Those if you have new jeans look really good.
I love them. And so crop tops are the same because you can wear crop tops with the high-waisted pants. And mm-hmm. so that was like a really exciting moment when I learned that. A style that does not work so terribly well on me is like any sort of V-neck situation. Because I have broad shoulders, the V-neck makes my arms look even further away from my body than they are. Like there's this, and cap sleeves as well. Mm-hmm. There's this this particular length of cap sleeve that if I wear it, I look a good 30 pounds heavier. And the only reason is the way that it cuts my arm in the worst place possible.
Wow.
Like right in the middle of my deltoid, like that. What's that?
Yes.
Deltoid?
Yeah.
So you don't see there's a muscle there. You just see wide.
Yeah.
It's almost
fascinating. And it's a matter
hilarious.
Of inches.
Oh, yeah. And it's so funny. And I'll like try clothes on that I know are cut that way. And I'll come out and show my sister. And I'll be like, I look terrible. And she'll laugh and laugh and laugh because it is just the worst cut in the world.
I'm fascinated by that.
It's crazy. So I still have V-neck shirts, but I'm always unhappy with how I look at them. So I just keep wearing them. But
jeez.
It's crazy.
I never thought about that.
Yeah.
That's
crazy.
Wow.
Sam? You wear pretty much everything. I'm trying to think of something you don't look good in.
You have an athletic build, so you kind of work with everything.
Thank you. I have a weird thing with... I have a love-hate relationship, though. Not even. I'll put the word hate first. I have a hate-love relationship with the word trendy.
Mm.
I used to be more pretentious in that if it was trendy, it didn't matter if I liked it. I was not going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I couldn't tell who was doing it because... Okay, first and foremost, I think fashion is a form of self-expression.
Of course.
But not everyone thinks so. A lot of people think it's a way of attracting other people.
Sure.
First.
Yeah.
And I was never really down on that, so I wasn't able to weed out who actually liked this and who actually were just trying to attract other people because it was trendy.
Yeah.
So I just steered clear of it altogether. In the past few years, I now do something, if I like it, trendy or not.
Yeah.
So... I you know, I don't know. I'm not too totally aware of what's trendy until I'm in the thick of it. Like, I love overalls. I have multiple pairs. Jumpers, same thing. But I think I started getting obsessed with them right before they were more popular.
Yeah.
And the same thing with my damn septum ring. I got my septum pierced, which I loved because it was so unusual. And like 6 months later, Rihanna got it. And then it turned into wildfire.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn it. I'm not taking it out because I love it, but it's trendy now. So it's...
Riri totally copied you.
Mm-hmm.
Riri, get off my balls. I'm not going to tell you again. Please stop.
But Sam is really funny because when you first got hired here, mm-hmm. There was a period of time where we were taking your picture every day because, do you remember this? Because
I do!
We were going to do a photo gallery of what the hell is Sam's style anyway? Because your style changes every single day. One day you look like a tiny Navajo. The next day you look like a B-girl. The next day you look like a hippie. The next day you look...
An astronaut.
And it's so interesting. And you're like the only one I know who can pull it off.
Oh, I admire Sam's style because she wears what makes her happy.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, guys. Yeah, that's really it. I mean, it bites me in the ass sometimes. I went down to the coffee cart guy. He's right outside the studio and we love him. And I went to order breakfast. It was a little dark and I was wearing boyfriend jogger jeans, Doc Martin boots, a kind of oversized hoodie and a beanie. And he... goes, what can I get you, sir? And when I got close enough, he felt so badly. And I'm sitting there with a giant grin because I'm like, that is hilarious. He's so overly nice to me now. He feels so badly for calling me a little boy. That does not faze me.
No,
thankfully.
It's fine.
I like it.
Have you guys ever gone through your closets and really edited stuff out?
No, and this is actually something that I wanted to feature on What's Trending is the 50-50 closet purge.
Oh,
have you heard of this?
No.
Where I'm actually going to pull it up on my Evernote because I want to make sure I get it right. But it's a way of going through your closet and looking at something in a really concrete way and having actual like rules to follow because then it's a lot easier for you to know what to edit.
Yeah.
So it's called the 50-50 closet purge. The rules are you keep half of your wardrobe and you throw away half of your wardrobe. So the pieces that you keep are A, versatile pieces you can use a lot, like white t-shirts, you know, like black, like pencil skirts, that kind of thing. Items that you always wear, And pieces that you're genuinely excited about. So if you look at it and it makes you happy to think about, you keep it.
Half though?
Yeah.
That this stuff, makes me nervous statistically.
I know. No, it's terrifying. The stuff you toss, items you haven't worn in 1 year, and pieces you cannot wear over and over again.
Mm. Yeah.
And for me, the part that I get the hang up on is pieces I haven't worn in a year, because with our job, we have a lot of different events where we can kind of dress up however we want. Mm-hmm. And things have suddenly come in handy mm-hmm. that it's like, oh, I can finally wear this teal green bright floral pencil skirt
yeah.
that I bought on Sale Links at, you know, Saks Off Fifth. 3 years ago.
Oh my God, I have a dress on Saks Off Fifth that I bought in 2000.
Yes, and you still have it?
Yes.
And you'll wear it someday. But those are the specific rules, and I'll link to this. I'll link to the article on our Twitter at Acquired Podcast. But those are the rules. Have you curated? Have you cleaned out your closet, Kathleen?
You know, I keep thinking about this because I really need to. I'm overwhelmed and stuff. I'm just drowning in old clothes and shoes that I just need to get rid of. But some of it has sentimental value to me. So I'm like, oh, the dress that I wore to my rehearsal dinner, even though I didn't even like it that much back then, I don't want to get rid of it because it has some, or the dress I wore to my bachelor party, stuff like that. But my best friend actually just got me this book. It's called, and it's a New York bestseller, a New York Times bestseller. It's called The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up. And I'll show you guys the cover and I'll make sure that we tweet it out. But you guys have probably seen this on the bookshelves in airports or whatever. It's very, very, very popular right now. And it's the Japanese art of decluttering and organizing. And this is essentially the opposite of everything that I am. Because I hoard certain items, dresses in particular, and I'm a messy person.
Yeah.
I just can't clean up after myself every day.
No. Which surprises me because you're Martha Stewart.
No, I can't. And anybody
She's messy Stewart.
Yeah. Anybody who's ever been a roommate of mine just sort of embraces that I'm just, especially in my room and my personal space, I'm a messy person.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
We should probably wrap this podcast up.
You should probably never live with me.
Okay.
Wait, no, why are we going to wrap it up? I'm hanging out with my girlfriends.
Well, we could still chill and anyone's invited to join us, but we've hit that mile mark.
Yeah. If anybody's recently organized their closets, please send us a picture on Twitter. You can find us at Acquired Podcast, because I'd really love to see what an organized closet looks like.
Yeah. And make sure you're following us Twitter at Acquired Podcast. And then on Instagram, we are at Acquired Taste Podcast.
Yeah.
So really quickly, ladies, let's go around. What did you learn this week?
I learned that if I put essential oils into my humidifier, which I always have running, I can have my room smelling like that until the water runs out. I just opened a whole buttload of lavender into it because I have a spray that I haven't been using, and I put it in. I woke up to the scent of lavender.
Ooh,
it was really lovely.
I love lavender.
Look,
I like
what
that.
I life hacked.
What about you, Kathleen?
I learned that I actually like almond butter.
Oh, it's delicious.
Yeah, I didn't think I liked it, but I want to tell you guys the most delicious breakfast I've been eating, because you guys may like it too. Ezekiel bread.
Love.
Which you find in the frozen section, with a thin coating of almond butter, then very thin apple slices sprinkled with cinnamon.
This is delightful.
Life changing.
How about a lot of almond butter, though?
Mm-hmm. No, just a
with
very
like
thin.
A crap ton of cinnamon.
I don't love almond butter that much yet.
Okay. But what if you love it? Yeah. Can you put a lot of it
yeah,
on it?
Yeah, then you can put a lot of it on.
So much of it
Sweet.
On it.
We're in.
Can I eat it out of the jar while I'm putting it on
yes,
the bread?
Yes, you can.
Okay, awesome.
How about you, Bethany?
So I learned, so right now I'm on several different medications for my skin and just for all of, so a lot of times when you're on several medications, you sort of get this dry mouth situation going on, which is super annoying. I discovered that if I chug a bunch of water first thing in the morning when I wake up, like more than normal, that actually helps stave it off for the rest of the day. But if I don't, I'm playing catch up. Like, no matter how much water I drink the rest of the day, it's going to bother me. But if I front load it, it helps.
That's nice. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That's good just enough. Good for you in general, too.
Yeah.
Everyone front load.
Front load your water.
H2O.
Do it. So that was our podcast this week. I feel so much better. I was crabby as F when I walked in this room today. So
me
thank
too.
You for cheering me up, girls.
Thanks, guys.
That's what we're good for. Mm-hmm. Each other, if nothing else.
Yeah. And thank you for listening. We really appreciate it. Thanks for following us on the social medias. And we will talk to you next week.
Bye.